Hello, I'm Jim Lee with the BBC News. As the European Union grapples with how to deal with a huge influx of migrants, thousands more are continuing to head towards Western and Northern Europe. The authorities on the Greek island of Lesbos are stepping up efforts to process those arriving there, including chartering extra ships to the Greek mainland. Johnny Diamond is in Lesbos.
In an abandoned football field in the capital city, Mytilene, a sliver of good news for thousands of Syrian refugees. In the warm night, orderly queues form in front of 12 tables. Documents are examined and papers handed out. With the papers issued by the Greek authorities, the refugees, all from Syria, can buy tickets for specially chartered boats to Athens. The operation is led by the Greek government with the assistance of the UNHCR. Three ships will go back and forth between the island and Athens. Perhaps as many as 8,000 or 10,000 will be moved from Lesbos.
Earlier, hundreds of migrants broke through Hungarian police lines around a holding centre near the border with Serbia and headed towards Budapest. The British Prime Minister is coming under pressure from the opposition Labour Party to reveal more details about what prompted a drone strike that killed two British fighters with the Islamic State group in Syria. David Cameron says the strike was carried out in self-defence. Jonathan Beale reports.
While the US has long pursued a policy of targeted killings, the use of a British drone to kill a British citizen in a country in which the UK has not legally authorised military action is highly controversial. The human rights group Reprieve has accused the government of copying what it calls the failed model of US secret drone strikes. David Cameron, though, has insisted the targeting of Riyad Khan was entirely lawful and an act of self-defence. Mr Cameron said that Britain was involved in a plot to attack a high-profile event over the summer.
Russia has dismissed reports that it's expanding its military support for the Syrian government, but the foreign ministry confirmed what it called technical assistance would continue. The BBC Moscow correspondent says that Russia's main goal remains propping up its ally, President Assad, although it now casts that as support for the fight against Islamist militants. The international health charity Médecins Sans Frontières has warned that deaths from snake bites are likely to rise as stocks of anti-venom run out. 30,000 people die from snake bites in sub-Saharan Africa every year. Tulip Mazumda reports.
MSF says Favafric is the only anti-venom that's been proven safe and effective for use on 10 different kinds of snake bites in sub-Saharan Africa. But the manufacturers claim they've been priced out of the market. Experts warn other, cheaper products aren't as good. Some anti-venom products can cost hundreds of pounds per patient, but it's some of the poorest who are most at risk.
World News from the BBC. Thousands of people have attended the funeral of a Palestinian woman, Riham Dawabsha, who was the victim of an arson attack in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Militant Jewish settlers are suspected of carrying out the attack. Mrs. Dawabsha died of her injuries overnight, more than a month after the attack. It also claimed the lives of her husband and baby son. A court in El Salvador has decided to proceed with a case against a doctor accused by a mother of swapping her baby at birth. The mother, Mercedes Casanella, says the child handed over after the birth had darker skin. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Prosecutors allege that Dr. Alejandro Guidos swapped a baby at the request of child traffickers who presumably wanted a lighter-skinned child. He denies any wrongdoing, but a DNA test has confirmed that the baby being raised by Ms. Casanella and her British-born husband is not biologically theirs. Ms. Casanella says she's prepared to continue looking after baby Jacob if his mother cannot be found, but says she won't rest until she gets her baby back.
Italy's top criminal court has explained its decision to throw out a long-running case over the murder 8 years ago of a British student, Meredith Kircher. Ms. Kircher's American flatmate, Amanda Knox, and her Italian former boyfriend were acquitted of the killing for the second time in March. The court said the case contained glaring errors. The authorities in Ecuador have arrested a Mexican man who attempted to smuggle 11 endangered iguanas from the Galapagos Islands in his luggage. Ben Bland has more.
In a plain white bag hidden in a suitcase were 9 marine and 2 land iguanas. The Ecuadorian authorities say a Mexican man had been trying to smuggle them out of the Galapagos National Park. He's been detained but not been named. It's believed he had previously been convicted of similar crimes in New Zealand. The rescued reptiles are being assessed and monitored before being released back into the wild.
BBC News.